Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Earthquake in San Francisco, 6.0. I could only imagine, worst hurricane in the last 25 years, or strongest hurricane, rather. And one man reports...
Earthquake.
That's a hurricane. Thank you, Matt. Earthquake.
Not the same.
Listen, I live in Florida. I keep thinking earthquake, hurricane. It's coming. You know, hurricane season.
Yeah.
And earthquake. One man describes it that the house shook so violently that as he was trying to get out of his bed, he kept being knocked down back into his bed. That's how he describes it.
Oh wow.
Just tragic. Buildings have come apart and, many people have been injured. But my understanding right now, 172 people have been injured. There has been no reported deaths up to this moment, which is a miracle.
That is amazing, wow. Really.
Which is a miracle considering the magnitude of this. But I want you to watch an ABC7 affiliate as they update a report on what happened in San Francisco and what they're learning to, recover and help people out. Watch this.
Big story that we're following on the West Coast. Parts of Northern California under a state of emergency tonight after a 6.1 magnitude earthquake hit near the city of Napa this morning. Dozens of people were injured, at least three critically. ABC's Akiko Fujita is in Napa.
The powerful tremors jolted residents awake. The 6.0 magnitude quake striking the heart of California's wine country just after 3 a.m.
I just held on. I threw some pillows over me and I rode it out.
The quake was so strong it crumbled historic buildings, buckled roads, and sparked fires overnight. The flames tore through this mobile home park, destroying at least four homes. Bill and Teresa returned to find this.
We lost it.
But we're... Not everything, honey.
The tremor ruptured gas lines and water mains, sending firefighters scrambling.
No water to fight. You had to just get people out of the path.
At area hospitals, doctors rushed to treat the injured. Nearly 100 patients reported, with at least three, including one child, in critical condition. Carrie Kassler was hurt in her hotel room.
The glass from the mirrors came and put shards and fragments everywhere. I got glass in my feet.
Governor Jerry Brown has now declared a state of emergency. This area, known for its active faults, now reeling from its strongest quake in 25 years. Tonight, tens of thousands remain without power as they brace for more aftershocks in the days ahead.
And already there have been a handful of aftershocks that have been recorded since that initial quake struck overnight. The Red Cross has set up an evacuation shelter at a local church. Schools have been canceled tomorrow. Akiko Fujita, ABC News, Napa, California.
What a scene. Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. Reports are that people have been taken to the hospital with broken bones, heart attacks, and other things that have occurred. You can imagine, at least with a hurricane, Pat, you can prepare. You know that it's coming.
And
you can do it. Leave if you needed to. But with a earthquake, it just kind of just happens.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing to see the damage and the things that occur as a result. But I look at some of the loss of homes and things that people to go through. It's like, man, that is a tough disaster. That's a tough thing to go through. But the encouraging part, and hopefully in the second program, the second hour today, if you get a chance. Continue to stay connected with us. We're going to be discussing the power of hope, because you need hope. You need to be able to persevere during times that, you come against disasters. Who plans an accident? That's why they call it an accident.
Right.
Who plans a disaster? It's why it's a disaster, an earthquake or a hurricane. These things come upon us, and if your hope is misplaced in any other area but God, you're going to be sadly disappointed. You're going to be depressed. Obviously, we go through times of trials and loss and mourn, but the idea for us and the hope, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, is that your North Star, your peace in the midst of the storm, your calm, if you will, is always on Jesus. The Word of God says He'll keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast on God. And so that's what we need to do. We need to focus our mind and our hearts back on the Lord. And we want to encourage you, those in California that are connected with VFN TV, listen, put your hope in God today. Put your trust in the Lord, and He will help you to rebuild not just your homes, your buildings, and your community in Napa, but He'll also help you rebuild your lives, not just for this lifetime, but the lifetime to come.
That's right.
And you can trust the Lord. I think about, Steve, Rick Joyner's word a few years back when he talked about, you know, you need to be prepared to leave California. I mean, it's basically what he said, and we can try to make that related for you in its entirety so you can hear Rick Joyner himself share it. But he said, you know, I used to tell folks in terms of California and what the Lord has showed me, speaking of Rick Joyner, he would say that you just need to pray about leaving, you know, just submit it to God and just pray. Now he's saying, you know, you need to pray about whether you should stay. And he got a lot of flack for that because of, you know, different ministry stuff, whatever's going on, you know, in California. But you just need to pray about it. You need to really just pray about what you need to do because it's going to get rougher. It's going to get rougher. And any place that you're hanging your shingle and hanging your hat that's not in Jesus Christ, believe me, everything that can be shaken
will be shaken.
And you want to be able to stand on the solid rock. And that solid rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll never fail you. He'll never disappoint you. And he'll never, you know, allow you to you know, be totally destroyed, because he'll rescue you. He'll save you if you put your hope in him. And so join us in our prayers for San Francisco, the people of San Francisco. And I just look back and I say, man, you know, back in the World Series with the Oakland A's, middle of the World Series, I remember watching that game and an earthquake happening and people were in the stands. They had to call the game and everything. And then I dial back to 1906 during, you know, Azusa Street Revival, another earthquake hit San Francisco. And I just say, Lord, I pray for good things come out of San Francisco. And I pray that that maybe will just happen in the physical, that maybe there'll be a spiritual awakening, a quaking in the earth and the land, and that many will come to the Lord in California. We just want to see a huge wave of the glory of God just wave over there. A lot of things, good things are happening in California, and we want to see more of that. We were talking about the earthquake in San Francisco, 6.0 magnitude. Worst earthquake in 25 years, they're saying, and we want to make sure that there's a related segment for you to encourage you in this. It's called In the Day of Disaster, Calamity and Uncertainty and Storms. We want to be able to point you to the one who is the rock, the one who can encourage you and strengthen you. And we also have another segment for you that we want to make sure that you get a hold of. We want to make sure that's related for you as well. Why do these storms happen? Why do these disasters happen? Listen, we can put our hope in God. We can trust in the Lord in the midst of all these things that are happening. And I just felt that even as I was seeing this unfold, I feel like, you know, the Lord was speaking to me in terms of, we're going to see this on the increase. We're going to see more disasters. In fact, this is one of the things that John Paul Jackson prophesied in The Perfect Storm back in 2008. And The Perfect Storm was going to be about several things happening all at the same time at different parts of the country. You had things that were weather-related going to happen, economy-related, riot-related. And right now, I would dare say that is an accurate word, because we're seeing it right now. Yeah. And the beginning of this word, he said this will all start when the Egyptian president Mubarak would be replaced. And he was in office at this time, and who would have thought that Mubarak would have been replaced, since he had been the president of Egypt for decades. Like, what scenario would that be? But he was replaced.
Sorry.
And that just issued in a wave. Again, that word was given, I think, at the end of 2007, beginning of 2008. We're several years into this storm, and we're seeing it unfold, and there's still more to come. But you want to make sure that in the midst of all of this, that you don't lose your hope and you don't be full of despair and anxiety and fear, because we don't need to live in fear. We need to live in the security of God's love. And that if you belong to him, he's got you, and he's got your back. And you can make it. You can make it. And these things point to us and help us to realize, you know, what have I been building my life upon? That's one thing about tragedy that I have noticed and having the opportunity of you know, helping folks out during hurricanes and Katrina and Ivan, and all the way from Mississippi to Louisiana. We've had been to so many shelters where displaced folks were living in just huge gymnasiums on cots. And when your life is just totally interrupted, you didn't plan it, but it happened. It gives you an opportunity to evaluate, am I living for? Is what I'm living for, the things, you know, are they worth Christ dying for? It gets you to realize, what is my life all about? What have I, what am I doing, if you will? And I think those are sobering moments. I think those are great moments, because whether you're experiencing a natural disaster, weather-related, hurricane, earthquake, tornado, snowstorm, right? Or whether you're actually experiencing a personal disaster, you know, a breakup in the home, in a marriage, a loss of life, you know, it helps us to take a pause for a moment and realize, okay, what matters most? And at the end of the day, I mean, listen, I've been in so many people's deathbeds, you know, did some time as a chaplain in a hospital. People only care about two things when they pass away. You're talking about priorities, things that matter. Because you talk to people today and they're like, I'm so busy. I'm so busy.
Yeah, right.
They're like, what are you doing? Okay, Xbox. What are you doing? I'm so busy. And at the end of the day, there's only two things that people really care about. Only two. One, I wish I've done more for my family because I'm getting ready to leave them. And two, I wish I knew God because I'm getting ready to see him. Two things. And you can avoid tomorrow's regrets today, and you can avoid having to go through that process in the day of disaster to try to figure this out. Sometimes people need it. You know, it's like, if there was no disaster, you wouldn't have woken up. You needed a shaking in your life to get you to realize what is happening. But imagine this. Imagine learning now, and imagine allowing, just borrowing the experience and allowing you to ask those questions about your life today, so that when that day of disaster comes, you're not focused on yourself, but you're able to help others come to the same conclusion that you did.
Yeah.
It's about God. We got to turn our hearts and our lives back to God, and God has to be number one in our homes, in our marriages, in our families, in our churches, in our community, everywhere. So that you know, we can have a blessed land, and we can be with him and do the things that he's called us to do. So we want to encourage you today. Stay encouraged. There's tremendous hope with the Lord. And as the Bible says, he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. It's amazing that when disaster comes, a lot of times people are trying to take care of their own needs, and they become self-focused instead of, you know, outward focus. So you may be alone in your own rubble, but you're not really alone. If you cry out to God, his ears are not deaf that he can't hear you, and his arms are not too short that he can't reach out to you. He loves you, has a plan for your life, and he's only one cry away. So cry out, and he's there.
Amen.
He's there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll